Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is prepare for nuclear detonation. Now, wait a minute. I know that sounds scary. I'm not trying to say that one's about to detonate. What I am talking about today is, are we prepared? And the way I'm going to say this, this is not long. This is going to be something short. A lot of it is going to be reminders, but I think there's going to be some things in it that you're going to be saying, oh, yeah. And there's going to be some things where you say, uh-oh, yeah, no, I hadn't thought of that. Okay, so let's think it through. And that's the point of the program today. I also made myself a little note here because yesterday's program, here's what happened. So, well, actually, to tell you the whole story. I made the whole program. I saved it like I always do, but it didn't save. So I had to redo the program back to back, right after another one. And that night I got our fast track team, about 1,500 people, fasting and praying that we would be protected. Not only my family, but also our ministry, and specifically that we would not get any trouble with any of the platforms, you know, like being deleted or something like that. So as I crawled out of bed this morning, it came to me that that program would be deleted, I guess you'd say, or taken down, and it could possibly cause us to just lose our whole channel. And so I called the lady that posts them, and I said, okay, let's make that one unfiltered. Just go about 5 minutes into it, and then let's send the rest up to unfiltered because I don't want to get our channel deleted. So that's why, look, you know, I don't like doing that, but at the same time, I don't think you want to just totally lose Prophecy Club. So we have to be very cautious, especially in election year. Next thing I want to remind you about, this coming Friday night, I'm starting up a Bible study again. I invite you from 6:30 to 7:30 Central Standard Time to the Bible study. All right, let's get started. First, now I'm moving fast through this. It's going to be short, okay? There's going to be some things I think you're going to say, I'm glad I heard that. First, seconds, within seconds, and I'm talking mostly about a suitcase nuke, because if it's one of the big ones, like 1,000 kilotons, there's not a whole lot you can do. I mean, it's going to destroy a lot. So this is primarily thinking if we have a suitcase nuke. So first of all, don't look at the light. Now, of course, you may be thinking, well, either you're looking at the light or you're not looking at the light. Well, I don't care. Let's just make sure we're not looking at it. And then like I was taught when I was in elementary, duck and cover. In other words, get down, cover yourself up, get behind some kind of an object. Don't try to watch it. Don't try to enjoy the entertainment. Get safe. Get low. Get covered. Get behind something like his brick or a basement is best. If it's behind a car, 200 mile an hour wind, blow that car right over on top of you. If it's behind a house, it'll blow the house down. So I'm just telling you, you got to really think about it. Depends on how close you are to it. Also, the experts say go to the center of the building. You have the best chance of surviving if you're in the center. Remember, there's a 200 mile an hour wind. It's far beyond any typhoon or tornado or anything like that. It's very, very powerful. Now, again, that's the big ones. The suitcase nukes are still going to be that powerful up close. And as soon as you detect this, my opinion, I would start saying, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, because that's what's going to protect us more than anything immediately. I remember as I was leaving the gym one night, I pulled up to the exit, about to pull into the traffic, and I heard the Lord real clear. He said, you're about to have an accident. And I literally said out of my mouth, I said, well, if I'm about to have an accident, I plead the blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. And I kept waiting for the traffic to clear, and I thought I had a clear slot in the traffic. I pulled out. No, I didn't have a clear. One car was moving faster than I thought. And it was the blood of Jesus that protected me from having an accident, because in most cases, I probably would have had an accident. And I can tell you other examples of how pleading the blood of Jesus like that in a terrible situation gets us through the situation when nothing else will. As a matter of fact, another example comes to mind. My daughter had this happen. She was 18, 19 at the time. She said, I pulled up to a stoplight. This was in Topeka, Kansas. And there's a car here. There's a car here. She looks in the rearview mirror. She sees an 18-wheeler coming straight at her. And he's not hitting the brakes. He's not slowing down. And she just said, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, and just closed her eyes. The next thing she knew, she was a block down the road, and she turned back to look behind her, and there was no 18-wheeler. It was just simply not there. Now, I can't explain that. I'm only telling you that that's the best protection in an emergency, okay? We're still talking about the first few seconds. Get inside a thick-walled building. Go to the center of the building, like a basement. If you're outside, cover. Get behind some heavy object in a car. You know, I mean, do the best you can, but a car or even the trunk of a tree, if it's a big, thick tree, might help, but even trees will be blown over. Lie face down, covering your head and your face. Protect from heat and flying debris. Again, think tornado times 10. If you're in a vehicle, not a good idea, but it's better than not being anything. Okay, if you're in a vehicle, duck down, keep a safety belt on, and cover up if possible. Maybe you have a coat or a blanket, cover up. If you're not, if you have time, run to a building, because at this point, I put down minutes count, but it's really seconds count. So here's your first exposure. Okay, so let's say at this point, you're out there to the point to where you're in the gray stuff, the fallout, falling from the air. Stay out of the fallout. Stay inside as best you can. But if you can't, and you're in the fallout, which will look like gray dust based upon the prophecies, this dust settles on everything. It goes into the water. It goes into your house, your home, your food supplies. It's a powder, and it goes everywhere. Remove contaminated clothes, take a shower, then put on clean clothes as soon as you possibly can, because that dust is radioactive, and that's what you want to stay away from. Cover your food, cover your water, cover your cars if you can. Keep off the radioactive dust. And if you do, or you're able to blow it off of your car or blow it off of someone else, if you can't wash it off, get the radioactive dust is very damaging. So stay away from that. Stay inside. Now, the experts say for 24 hours, but I'm going to say more like 48 hours. Clean your animals and anything that is fallout covered. Get the fallout off of things because it's radioactive. You leave it on your car, I don't know. Maybe your car is so radioactive, you can't use it even if it does start, which, by the way, let me reach over here and move this. If you haven't got one of these, get one. EMPShield.com, promo code prophecy. Get you a discount and helps your prophecy club. Get you a $50 discount, helps your prophecy club. EMPShield.com, promo code prophecy. All right, let's go on. Now, you're probably familiar with this. Some of this I'm just reminding you. Some of this you may not know. But the three threes of survival is you can only go without air for about 3 minutes. So when a suitcase nuke goes off, and it may not even be very close to you, maybe it doesn't fry all the electronics, maybe you're far enough away from it, hope so. But that fallout, that gray stuff falling out of the air, that is very dangerous. And it's not only dangerous to get on your clothes, and your car, and your food, and your water, but you definitely want to keep it out of your lungs. So you should have some masks, and I understand N95 masks are probably good enough to filter it out. But you want to have a mask on that's nice and tight. You do not want to get that into your lungs or you are in trouble. Next thing is, a person can go about 3 days without clean water. Next thing is 30 days. About the most a person can go without food is about 30 days. Keep in mind, the number one cause of death in emergencies is drinking contaminated water. A lot of people think, oh, well, it'll be okay. No, it's not okay. You have to make sure your water is pure, and you got to start with water. Now, another solution, a very simple solution, is potassium iodide. When a nuclear device is detonated, the wind blows the dust settling on everything around you. You breathe it, eat it, absorb it. Radioactive iodine kills your thyroid, kills you. But a simple fix is to immediately start taking potassium iodide pills. I forgot to change that. It's iodide, which floods your thyroid with good iodine, keeping the radioactive iodine out. You need one bottle per person per exposure for everyone from infant to adult. Right now, Prophecy Club has them. 10 bottles for a gift of $150 or $20 per bottle. Prophecyclub.com. Shelf life is about 5 to 8 years, potentially more if you refrigerate it. We have ours frozen. All right, now let's go on. You should expect an electrical outage. You should expect that. And you do not eat or drink contaminated food or water. And how will you heat your home? Now, I mean, it's here in Texas, we're very concerned with air conditioning, but it's not a life and death situation in most cases, but freezing can be a big problem. So think about how are you going to heat and maybe even cool your home. You should expect two to four days of refrigerated or frozen food before it starts spoiling. So what do you do after you have to throw it all out and it's stinking and you can't eat it? So do you have food? Of course, I'll send you to josephskitchen.com, josephskitchen.com. Can you prepare it? In other words, if you have to have water that boils, do you have water that's clean? Can you boil it? Because you can boil this radioactive water, and it's not going to take the radiation out of it. So you got to have clean water, and you have to have a way to boil it. Have you thought that through? Have you got that? Will you and yours eat it? I had one guy say, oh yeah, I got some of that long-term storage food. We decided to fix it and have it for a meal. We couldn't eat it. We couldn't make our children eat it. It's terrible. So just because it says it's got so many calories, just because it says it has a 10-year shelf life or whatever, doesn't mean it's going to get eaten. Doesn't mean it's really going to work. It may be the kind of stuff the only time you could eat it is if you were dying, okay? Also, keep in mind, radio, TV, cell phones may or may not work. Depends on how close you are to the EMP. Also, understand, a suitcase nuke goes off, maybe even in your state. Probably no job, no income. Probably your job is gone. Probably. Think about it. And if your job is gone, no income, then guess what? In about 60 to 90 days, maybe 120 days, they're going to come for your car, come for your house, maybe for other things you have financed. Who knows? Who knows? Have you thought about that? Do you have gold, silver? Or you have things to barter with? And of course, for gold and silver, we'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com or prophecyclubbar.com. Can you pay your essential bills? Okay, so even if the electricity is flowing, will yours get cut off because you can't pay it? Even if the water is flowing, will they cut yours off because you don't have the money to pay it? See what I'm saying? Have you thought it through? Credit cards, bank. Because probably once the suitcase nuke goes off any place in your state, my guess is probably your world is gone. Probably the society that you've been living in, the life you've been living, it's gone. And it's probably not going to return. Life-saving protection. Keep in mind, we're soul winners. We're not soul takers. So when it comes to protecting someone, we don't want to hurt someone. We want to help them. That's what we are. We're soul winners, not soul takers. So a weapon can be used to take a life or save a life. Let's say a machete or say an axe can be used to save a life or to take a life. So when we're thinking about having life-saving protection, just make certain that that's what it really is, that we're really doing this to protect, not to harm. And if you do have, I would suggest you have at least a thousand rounds minimum for whatever you plan to protect with. Bad protection. Okay, let's talk about bad protection. Vehicles are better than nothing. Mobile homes are better than nothing, but they have thin walls and they're not going to provide much in the way of protection. Mobile homes blow over, vehicles blow over. You have to understand if it's not really big and heavy, ideally a basement, then it might not give very much protection at all. Also, put on covering if you're in a car or a mobile home. Cover up best you can to try to reduce the radiation absorption. this one article had pictures. If you look at the left picture here, you see the guy's finger and thumb had turned green. That's just from touching a little piece of something that was radiated. Here's some other later pictures of him healing. But it's a bad thing. This radiation stuff, it's a bad thing. Get prepared. Now, I'm not going to talk specifically about all my preparations, but understand, I'm saying about all this stuff, I prayed a lot. Lord, what do I need to do? So I have made preparations for food and water and electricity and transportation. I've also made preparations for my neighbors. Why? Because I think there'll be a time when my neighbors are knocking on my door with blankets and pillows in hand, and they're hungry, and they need some food, they need some water, and I don't want to turn them away. Also, there might be some pretty bad boys out there, and it'd be a whole lot better to have the food to feed them than it would be to try to fight them, okay? Leslie was told by the Lord, make as many preparations as you possibly could afford, but no one can prepare for every eventuality. That's the reason you want to remember blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. So I'd suggest you go to prophecyclub.com, get you some of these tablets, 10 for 150. That's what we call the neighborhood package. In other words, that's enough for your family plus several people in your neighborhood. You might even get a couple of the neighborhood packages, $300 worth. 10 for 150, one for $20 a bottle, one bottle for each of the occasions where they go off. It's called potassium iodide, not iodate, potassium iodide. 10 bottles, gift of $150. That's what we call the neighborhood pack. In 2021, I started making bread. And long story short is I believe God showed me that wheat is God's famine food, just like it was famine food back in the 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, days of Pharaoh and Joseph. And I believe that that's what God has planned to feed his people. And you get it by going to josephskitchen.com. 3 steps. First, you want to get a machine package. Second, you want to order 6 ingredients and watch some videos, download the recipes to be able to make the bread. josephskitchen.com. Most of your long-time storage food, emergency food, all of that, typically are talking $9,000, $10,000 to feed one person for a year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for around $1,000 a person, and your kids will actually eat it, and it's actually good for you. Here's some bread that I made. In my case, I lost weight, lowered my blood pressure, gives me more energy. I eat a morning slice in the morning, slice in the afternoon, always a slice before I go play racquetball. Go check it out, josephskitchen.com. And right now, Joseph Kitchen has a summer blowout going on. They're offering red wheat at half price. Basically, buy one pail, get one pail free. Buy one pail, get one pail free of red wheat. josephkitchen.com. If you don't want to lose your life's savings, if you have an IRA or a 401k, the thing to do is call 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. These folks are Christians, and they specialize in helping people not lose their life savings in the event of a stock market crash and things like that. Look, most of the 401ks, most of the IRAs are in paper, backed by paper. And as Lindsey Williams says, if it's in paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You can lose it all. 1-800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. Hey, give them a call. Doesn't hurt, doesn't cost you anything. See if they can give you some good advice. If you're out and about and all of a sudden you need gasoline, you need food, and the credit cards aren't working, they aren't taking dollars, then one of the best things to have is right here. It's a prepper bar. Each one of these is a little bit bigger than a credit card. It'll fit in your purse or your billfold, and it breaks into various pieces. So you could give them part instead of maybe more silver, more gold than you need to. Carry it right in your billfold, hold your purse. This particular one is 5 bars. You don't necessarily need to carry 5 bars with you, but you call 844-771-1776 or prophecyclubbar.com, prophecyclubbar.com, 844-771-1776. When the suitcase nukes, I didn't say if, I said when the suitcase nukes go off, if you want your car to start, if you want your computers and your refrigerators and things like that, anything with a computer chip to work, you want to have one of these. From EMPShield.com. EMPShield.com. And they have videos up there. It takes about 10 minutes to put on. It's not complicated at all. And if you use the word prophecy, promo code prophecy, you get a $50 discount, and it helps your prophecy class.